People who know they're infected with the virus that causes AIDS can live for many years if they get effective treatment. But new government studies show that about half of all HIV-infected Americans have not been tested for the virus, are not being treated, or both. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
It's been 6 years since the advent of effective drug regimens to suppress the AIDS virus. Dr. Harold Jaffe of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says many thought the new treatments would steadily drive down the number of people dying from AIDS.
There was a lot of optimism when more effective treatment became available that the death rates would continue to drop, but we seem to have reached a plateau at about 15,000 deaths per year.
Jaffe says there are two big reasons why the AIDS death rate isn't going down right now.
There are still large numbers of infected people who don't know it and don't come in for care until their disease is very far advanced, so that despite the advancements in treatment, these people really can't be helped a whole lot and do go on to die.
Jaffe is among thousands of researchers gathered this week in Seattle at the largest annual AIDS conference in this country. CDC researchers are reporting one piece of good news: more infected people are getting tested. Still, one-fourth of infected Americans, about 120,000 people, don't know they carry the virus.
Part of the barrier in this country is that we have very limited access to what are called rapid tests, tests which can at least give you a preliminary result in maybe a half an hour.
In Europe, Jaffe says, a half dozen rapid HIV tests are in routine use. Only one rapid test has been approved in this country, and it hasn't been widely available. Others are under review by the FDA, but public health officials are unhappy about how long it's taking.
We're forced to use the more conventional test where somebody might come in, agree to be tested, but the result isn't available for a week or two, and by that time, they're gone. We don't know where they are.
But rapid tests alone won't solve the problem. Even when people know they're infected, many are not seeking or getting treatment. The new federal data show this is a bigger problem than underdiagnosis. A study in 10 cities found that 40% of HIV patients don't get treated until very late, after the virus has ravaged their immune system. 1 in 20 AIDS deaths occurs within a month after HIV infection was first diagnosed.
What this data does is reinforce an unfortunate ongoing message, which is that we are missing people.
Jean McGuire heads AIDS programs at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
Even in a state like Massachusetts, where we have excellent access to testing and treatment, essentially no financial barriers to either, and pretty dense medical services, we have a persistent level of people who don't get diagnosed with their HIV infection until they have an AIDS diagnosis.
They don't realize they're infected until they get sick with AIDS. But finding people who are falling through the cracks will cost effort and money. And the economic recession is forcing cuts in AIDS programs in Massachusetts and many other states. That frustrates McGuire.
Oh, it's very hard. In the last 20 years, we've been building to a point where now we understand more than ever the complexities of what we still have in front of us.
Health officials know what they need to do, but they have less money to spend on finding people infected with HIV and getting them into treatment. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.